This is the one time a year where we to keep everybody's expectations where they are. This is the one time a year where we have back-to-back meetings. So normally when you are following a city commission meeting, there's been 2 weeks worth of stuff that's been going on. And in this particular one, there's 3 days of stuff that's been going on. So the second meeting in December is not light just because of the holidays. It's typically light because we took care of most of the heavy lifting at the first meeting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with the exception of an awful lot of consent items that are to make sure we can pay our bills and we can make sure we get different applications and things considered, there's not a whole lot to say, thankfully.
Yeah, as I look at it, I see here that, you know, you've got another presentation, this time from the Traffic Parking Advisory Committee from the chair, and then appointments to boards and committees, and then really it's a couple of consent agenda items and a little unfinished business, but really it just seems like pretty standard agreements and things like that with various groups.
Yeah, pretty much, you know, and actually the for folks who don't know this, Wednesday is kind of the last day that the public or the administrative department heads submit things that they want to talk about, they want to have a decision on, things that are important to them. Because we have on the Thursday before the meeting, then the full legal review, the city attorney makes sure what we're asking for is legally compliant. And then Friday, per charter, I sit down with the commission and kind of coordinate what I'm going to be asking the commission for, so they aren't surprised and so that the public's not surprised. And immediately after that meeting, I come and have this lovely chat, and I'm very grateful for it. But at the same time, our city clerk is releasing all that information to the public. He's noticing it in the Mining Journal. He's putting it online. The physical copies go into the reading room at Peter White Library and down in the clerk's office at City Hall. And then everybody has a weekend to look at things before that meeting on Monday. So the Wednesday before the meeting is kind of the drop dead date for when all the stuff, the agenda starts really forming up, and the things that are required for review, it really kicks off the rest of the process. In this particular case, like I said, that 3 days, it's quite literally only 3 days worth of stuff that's gone on here. Now, I can tell you, and I thank the mayor for his wisdom, the only piece of new business we have is really to help a group that's been working hard in the community get some recognition.
And
there's a group that, well, there are a number of different groups, the Nokaemon on Trail Network, a number of different bike-friendly groups that work hard to try to get Marquette recognized for the investments and the culture and the support that we have for that particular sport. And 3 years ago, we were designated a bike-friendly community by this international organization that grants three different levels, a bronze, a silver, and a gold level, which reflects how much time and energy we put into having trails, maintaining trails, passing ordinances and zoning, and doing things that make walkability and bikeability a component of our culture. That designation expires every 3 years. You know, they don't just say you do it and it's like good. anything else, and then you're good forever. They make sure that you are committed to that and that you're sustaining that commitment. And so this year it will expire if we take no other action as a community. And so there's a group that's spearheading that. Part of their requirement is to have the city government endorse their application before it goes off. And so that's really, really about the only new business we have. But again, the reason why we left it on new business is the mayor feels it's very important to have groups that are doing good things in the community get recognized for that. And I agree. I think that's critical.